From Charter Hall and Banish, this is Sustainability Further. I'm your host, Lottie DL. You're listening to Sustainability Further, a podcast by Charter Hall. One of Australia's leading property groups, Charter Hall is focused on creating innovative spaces and going further to build a better future for all. Clean Up Australia Day has been inspiring more than 20 million Aussies to get out there and clean up their community for over 30 years. Pip Kiernan took over the reins as chair 5 years ago. Their focus is not only on removing litter from our environment, but preventing it from ending up there in the first place. So thank you so much for joining me today, Pip. What does the word sustainability mean to you?
Well, when I think about sustainability, I think about us living on a planet where there is finite resources, but that's not actually how we treat our planet. We live as though they're an endless resource and we are so wasteful. And in Australia, we are so wasteful. And I think a lot of people get bamboozled by the jargon or feel overwhelmed and think they can't have an impact unless they're a zero waste warrior or doing everything perfectly. Clean Up Australia, and my belief is we need to keep it simple and we need to encourage the small steps, because it's the collective effort that will really help us move where we need to be when it comes to living sustainably.
Okay, no, I think you're right. I think sustainability can be quite scary and intimidating as an entry point, because we're all perfectionists at heart and we all want to do the best job that we can do. And if we can't do it perfectly, we kind of go, oh, well, there's no real point of even trying. But it's going, no, yes, every small step will really make a big impact. So you're the chair of the Aussie organisation that we know and love, Clean Up Australia, so which was started by your father 30 years ago. What sparked his idea?
So Dad was a solo yachtsman and a builder by trade, and he was competing in a single-handed race called the BOC Challenge around the world. And when he was participating in that race, a few things happened. So there were four legs to the race, and for each leg they had to carry everything on board, all of their litter, everything they were consuming, and dispose of that at the end of the leg. So that was a wake-up call in terms of, you know, even living simply and carefully on a boat, how much we accumulate. And this was, you know, 35 years ago. The other thing that was a big wake-up call for him was when he was sailing in the Sargasso Sea. The Sargasso Sea is one of the most, meant to be one of the most pristine, beautiful parts of the world. It's where four currents meet. It's known for its sargassum seaweed, its beautiful, clear, blue waters. And when Dad got there, it was so heavily polluted, predominantly with plastic pollution, and he was angry and horrified. But it was such a, you know, positive, practical person, he decided, right, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to start in my own backyard with Clean Up Sydney Harbour. And he was hoping, you know, people would turn up, did a quick ring around the night before to his sailing mates, and 40,000 Sydneysiders turned up for that first event. So he had absolutely tapped into the sentiment at the time and the need for, you know, Australians were frustrated, and here he was offering a practical solution. So the following year it became a national event and Clean Up Australia was born. So we're in our 33rd year of national cleanups. And over that time, 20 million volunteers have participated in a cleanup event. We get about a million each year. So it's really had an impact.
That's amazing. I can't even imagine turning up to your first event and 40,000 people being there. The sense of overwhelm would have just been, and kind of joy as well at seeing all of those people, would have been absolutely amazing, but completely terrifying at the same time as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it changed the way, you know, the great thing about a cleanup is that it's not just removing the physical litter, but it's actually changing the way you think about what you consume and how you dispose of litter. And it's also incredibly empowering, because you think, wow, I did this. This is very, very satisfying. Look at what I've collected and done. And then you start to go on and make other changes in the way you live. So it's a very practical grassroots activity, but it filters into all parts of how we think about how we live and consume.
No, I think it's great. And as you say, it's kind of
it's empowering people. It's kind of saying, here's something that you can do. You might feel overwhelmed by everything that's going on right now, but here are some practical ways that in your community, in your area, that you can really make an impact. So spoiler alert for all of the people who've maybe signed up, but they haven't done their first cleanup yet. What are the most common litter items that are picked up in Australia?
Well, as Dad predicted, you know, over 30 years ago, plastic would be a scourge for our generation. And he was spot on, unfortunately. And plastics, we do a rubbish report every year, which is a snapshot of what our volunteers have collected in their efforts through the year. And it's increased year on year. So this year, so looking at everything collected in 2022, we've just released the rubbish report this week, and plastics represent 63% of all the reported rubbish items in 2022. And that's a 17% increase on last year.
Gosh, that's really scary. So what types of plastics are you finding?
So of that 63%, 25% of those were soft plastics. So as you know, that's all the scrunchable items, and that's up 7% from the year prior. 27% was hard plastics, and 11% the dreaded polystyrene.
Oh, it's always the dreaded polystyrene. I do most of my beach cleanups happen at Bronte Beach, and every time I just go, how did this polystyrene get here? And naively, somebody the other day who I was doing the cleanup with said, I didn't realize people even used bean bags anymore. And I was going, no, unfortunately, it's not the bean bags. It's not the bean bags at all. It's just the polystyrene breaking down into its original, well, not an original form, but into one of its kind of earlier forms. So in a recent report by the Minderoo Foundation, it found that the world generated 139 million metric tons of single-use plastic in 2021, which is an increase of 6 million metric tons from 2019. So these findings mean that there's been an additional 1 kilo of plastic for every person around the world. In Australia, we're starting to see some statewide bans on single-use plastics coming through, but is it enough?
It's not enough. We have a patchwork approach to waste management in Australia, and we don't have that national consistency and what we refer to as harmonisation. So, you know, there's a different rule for bins wherever you live. There's a different rule about what can and can't go in the recycling bin. All of that leads to more confusion for the household and the average consumer. But we're a hugely wasteful nation, and we're massive consumers of plastic. And we can do so much better than that. I mean, Minderoo did an earlier study that showed that Australia per capita are the largest consumers of single-use plastics in the world. That's not something to be proud of. And we can do better than that. So again, coming back to those practical steps, we can all do our bit in moving the dial there. And that's, you know, adopting reusable items, you know, taking your reusable shopping bag, taking your reusable water bottle, your traveling coffee cup rather than a disposable one, your travel cutlery, and really thinking about whether we need something. Do we need that? Could we buy secondhand? Could we make do with what we have? Can we buy the option with less packaging? Can we buy the package-free option, in fact? So there's lots of ways we can have an impact and not feel overwhelmed by that, but we do need to do so much better. And, you know, the bans are a great start, and we Clean Up Australia advocated strongly for those, and it's great to see those rolling out at different speeds across the states and territories. And, you know, those are all items for which we have great alternatives. So we have good alternatives to plastic cutlery and plastic straws and plastic stirrers. And these are the items that most often end up as litter in the environment. So our volunteers are picking them up by the truckloads. So in time, we will see that litter lessen, and we'll see a lot less of these items in landfill, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I like to say to people that it's great that these bans are happening, but we don't need to wait for somebody else to tell us that it's not okay to use a single-use coffee cup. We could just stop using it today rather than saying, oh, well, the ban happens, I don't know, in November this year. It's going, well, no, make the ban now.
I love that, Lottie. That goes to the heart of what Clean Up Australia is all about and why Dad started it, because it's about putting the power in the hands of the community. So Clean Up Australia, we don't tell you what to do. We don't tell you where to clean up. We just give you the tools to do it and help you make a difference in your own community, your own backyard. So, you know, Aussies don't like being told what to do, but they like to know that it's in their hands. It is within their reach. And look, we hear so much negativity, and that, as we've talked about, that can seem overwhelming and you think, what's the point? But there is a point, because collectively, if we all make these changes and change our daily habits, it will have an impact. And it sends a strong message as well to manufacturers and retailers. If we're, you've got a lot of power as a consumer to influence what is produced and sold, send that message.
Exactly. And I think even like the small things about going to your local coffee shop and taking your reusable cup over and over and over again, not only are you telling the staff there that you don't want to be using their single-use items, but you're also showing everybody else, and you're leading by example in that coffee shop line of the people going, I'm bringing my reusable cup, are you going to bring yours tomorrow? And I think it's a really great example of, yeah, us all having a really big impact. I also love Clean Up Australia's approach to preventing rubbish from entering our environment. So what are you doing to aid this?
Yeah, it's a good point. So where the work that we do has evolved over those three decades. So we are about picking up the litter and getting it out of the environment. But as important is that prevention, which you've mentioned, and making sure that we are not creating this at the outset. And that comes back to not just the choices that the consumer makes, but influencing manufacturers and industry and government. So we have a role to play in that advocacy and representing the community's interests at that level, and really, really speaking up and calling things out. So this week, for instance, we've been talking about the emerging issue of vape litter. So, you know, the cigarette butt, the little tiny cigarette butt, has long been the single most collected item by our Clean Up Australia volunteers. But they're collecting more and more volumes of these vapes, and they are a nightmare for the environment. They're the triple threat. You know, they're the plastic, they're the e-waste because they've got the battery, they're the hazardous waste because they've got the container that holds the nicotine and the liquids. And they are being dumped as litter, and they are difficult to dispose of. There's not clear direction to the consumer what to do with them. So we speak up on these issues and really use our influence to bring it to attention for government, media, industry, and really call out for change. And that's a privileged position that we take very seriously, because we're trusted by the community, and we need to act in the best interests of Australians.
Now, I remember a couple of, oh, it's probably about a year ago now, somebody messaged me going, how do I dispose of a vape? And I didn't even know what it was. So I had to do all of the Googling, the finding, and kind of figure out what it is. And then I actually ended up finding a friend and kind of saying, can you give me one of your old ones? And I cracked it open with a hammer. And when I did that, I was kind of going, oh my gosh, there's so many different bits and pieces in here. How is this all going to be broken down? It was an absolute nightmare to look inside. So I think it's really great that you can use your voice as well to, and your powerful position to kind of say to governments and to councils, we need change. We need there to be better education around this. So I think it's really, really exciting to see, but it's also quite disheartening to see when you think, oh, we're getting rid of all of those cigarette butts, and then just gets replaced with something else.
Something else, yeah. And, you know, you raise a good point. It comes back to this idea of product stewardship. We shouldn't be selling products that we don't know what to do with them at their end of life. And this comes back to the idea of a circular economy, which, you know, when we use that term, the average Australian doesn't know what the term is, but they understand the concept, where we design products at the outset so that they can be captured and those resources reused at the end of the product's life. So, you know, we need a take back program, or, you know, easy, consistent approach across the nation for something like a vape, so that they're not ending up in landfill or recycling bins, or in worse, in the environment.
No, I definitely agree with that. So Clean Up Australia Day is coming up. It's on March 5th this year, but really it's every day of the year. So how can our listeners do their bit to help out?
Well, of course, you can register a cleanup at cleanup.org.au and For businesses, we charge a small fee for the kit, but for community groups and schools, we provide those kits free of charge across the country. You can make a donation. We're a charity. We're not a government-funded organisation. So any donations we receive go back to helping us do the work we do and provide those kits free of charge out to the community. But it's important to remember, as you've touched on, Lottie, that we're about supporting the community to clean up 365 days a year. So it doesn't matter if you can't do it on Clean Up Australia Day, which is the 5th of March. You can do it whenever it suits you or your friends and family or whoever you're cleaning up with. But there's also a trove of information on our website about demystifying some of these waste challenges that worry us all. So, you know, I encourage your listeners to look at that, you know, whether it's e-waste, fast fashion, recycling, food waste. There's lots of great guidance and advice there on the website. So check that out. And then the other thing is, we've had a Step Up to Clean Up campaign for the last 3 years where we encourage people to make a pledge, and whether that's, you know, bringing your reusable coffee cup or promising to buy pre-loved clothes or composting your food scraps, whatever that pledge may be for you, that's a new step in your sustainability journey, take a selfie and share it on your socials and use the hashtag #CleanUpAustralia. So that helps get the word out there and help us all be part of the solution.
No, I think that's great. And they're really tangible, I think, tips that people can go and, yeah, activate in their community. And I think another one that I would say for people is that if you are going for a walk, you might be commuting, so walking to the train station or walking the dog, if you're walking past that piece of litter, just pick it up. Don't turn a blind eye. And then, because the thing is, you'll probably walk past it the next day. And then a lot of rain will come and then it'll enter our waterways. So if you can't just kind of make those small changes, and it might not feel like you're doing anything. It might feel so minute, but you'll get a bit of a hamstring stretch and you'll also get to help clean up the environment as well.
And to your earlier point, Lottie, someone might see you do it and that influences their behaviour. So, yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Pip. It has been so nice chatting to you and hearing so much more about Clean Up Australia Day and how our listeners can participate not only on March 5th, but on every single day of the year.
This conversation is part of Charter Hall and Vanish's podcast series, Sustainability Further. This series has been designed to inspire Australians to be more environmentally responsible and to take climate action. Sustainability Further is produced by Banish. Charter Hall's purpose is to create better futures by bringing aspirations to life.